Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another exciting episode of the 16-Bit Assassins podcast. You'll have to forgive me. I feel like I got my ass kicked, and all my fat ass did today was go for a walk.
Which is a serious problem right there. Really, really serious problem.
It's not like this is the first time I've gone for a walk either. According to like my fitness app on my phone, I've burned 7,565 calories, which equates to 2 pounds.
Since when?
Yay. For the past 30 days.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Granted, that was in like the past 2.5 weeks of me going for like an hour-long walk.
Hey, doesn't matter.
Required 8 hours of adult time I got to do on a day.
I decided I missed wearing corsets, so I went and bought myself a corset today because I miss them. That's my weight loss story.
I've never looked at those contraptions and went, you know what? That looks very comfortable.
They're not bad. They're really not.
Well, I mean, and it would do wonders for my figure.
Yeah, exactly.
You could play as Dr. Frankenfurter at the next PAX. No, actually, my pipe dream goal with the being athletic thing or trying to get healthy again is to maybe get ripped, because with the way my beard is shaped right now, I could probably pull off a pretty good Kratos.
Oh.
Just not right now. Like, now is Kratos after, like, Thanksgiving dinner and, like, 24 packs of beer for, like, 7 years. But, yeah, enough about my beer belly.
We're back.
In case you haven't noticed, Jen is back. Which means
Yay.
I don't have to try to talk to myself for 30 minutes. That was just a tragedy. Big thanks to everybody who tuned in to the Destiny stream the next week when I was like, yeah, I'm not going to try this again. We had good times. Watched play a multiplayer game by myself because I hate people, apparently.
Yeah, like, why did you do that? Did you just really not want to bother?
Well, I just got the Mars, the DLC for the new, the Warmind DLC. So, I mean, I kind of like that thing of, like, I have the season pass, why don't I just do it?
Oh, okay.
Which doesn't make any sense, considering I got, I think, like, 2 or 3 expansions in Lord or Shadows of War to play that I haven't really.
Mm-hmm.
God of War just broke me.
Oh.
Nothing is keeping my interest, and it sucks. Because, like, I have a library. Like, especially with the Xbox Games Pass thing. But, man, I've got so many games. I'm just like, I don't really know what I want to play. But I'm doing that thing where I go through, like, 20 games in, like, 10 minutes. Like, I started playing Morrowind. And then I was like, wow. I thought these graphics were good at one point in time.
Well, because they were good at one point. A lot has happened since that came out.
The story very well may be amazing. Graphics suck. Sorry. I went, like, Star Wars The Old Republic. And that game is so important to me that I still have the dialogue memorized from just the random bullshit NPCs you run into. But I ran into the first janitor in the apartments, and I was like, oh, hey, janitor guy. He started talking. I was like, oh. Like, I'm not going to not know anything that you say, and this is going to make the game boring. I did see that Knights of the Old Republic 2 is available on backwards compatibility, so I might do that one just to kind of bring back some painful memories of the time where I had to sort of admit that maybe possibly Old Republic 2 isn't a bad game. but yeah. So yeah, that's like I haven't really been focused on the video games. I mean, you had an excuse. You were going to see culture and make best friends with people.
Yeah, Can I just tell you the Colosseum is fucking beautiful at night?
Oh, sure it is.
Oh, my God. Like, it's nice in the daytime, but at night, oh, my God. Oh, yes.
Did you see anybody in a white robe running around?
I did find a plushy Pope that I wanted to buy. I don't want to spend that much money on it, but it's a little plush Pope.
Your plush Pope proceeds go to support Catholic diocese at every island.
Yeah. And you can buy, like, rosary beads and, like, bulk. Really? Yeah. No. Like, every little stand that they had. So you can buy, like, one set of rosary beads for €1, or you can get a 12-pack for €10.
Like the Walmart of the religious paraphernalia.
I was thinking more like Costco. But
BJ's.
Yeah.
Get this 70-pack of rosaries for $5.
It was just so random, and I almost really, I was going to buy a 12-pack, because why not? But I didn't.
I'm sure.
Because that's just too difficult to explain.
I'm sure our favorite author friend's going to love all of the supernatural tidbits you have for a Saturday show. With little popcorn. But it's nice to have you back, because me doing this by myself is bad.
Well, I also feel like you just thought it was bad. I don't think it was as bad as you made it seem.
I haven't listened to it. That's how bad I think it is. Somebody else will listen to this podcast. Or one of you. Listen to the toaster talking to himself. And I want to take this moment to be happily envious. It's a really weird feeling. It's like you're really stoked for somebody, but at the same time, you're like, you just, yeah. And that's our friend Celeb, who's going to E3. He's like sending me messages, and he's like sending me his like E3 invite. I'm like, that's awesome. And in my head, I'm like, I hate you.
He called me to let me know the first time when he got it. I was like, oh, geez.
For him, we can all vicariously go through the E3 through Celeb. He has like a goal of like me, you, and him like storming E3. Like, actually, epic in my head. Like, it's the whole team like thing of just us just kicking the door. Ta-da! We're really not that important. So, happen that way. I'll just end them by. Yeah. Congrats, buddy. Glad you're going. And make sure to check out his streams on Cineclix. I think I said their website right.
That sounded right, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. You know, when I scheduled the show, I did not have the amount of energy I have right now. Like, I really thought I was going to be fading after 30 minutes, but I think it might be another one of those. Maybe we should have gone for 45. You know, maybe we'll get to the top we're talking about. But hey, so yeah, we've got a great show for you tonight. There's been some upper executive level speak over at Sony that has sent people into a tizzy. EA dropped a new trailer today and made a purchase as well. And we're going to talk about some Fortnite, I think, finally, too. Like,
have we never talked about Fortnite? Can I just tell you, I had the strangest conversation at work, and it's kind of off topic, but not really. But someone at work was talking about, have you played Bloodborne?
Yes.
And one of the person was like, no, I've been too busy playing Fortnite. And like, they were trying to compare the two, and I was just like, butted in. I was like, how are you comparing Bloodborne to Fortnite?
Yeah, that doesn't.
I was like, there is no way.
A no.
You can compare these two games. What are you talking about? And they just like looked at me like, huh? And I'm like, wait, I'm supposed to be looking at you guys like, huh?
I think they may have been shocked that you were a girl and you were about to try to mansplain to them why they should be.
Maybe. But it was just the strangest thing. I'm like, how? I was like, wait, what? Fortnite and Bloodborne and what? There's nothing similar about those.
They both have the letter E in the title.
Okay. There we go. Okay.
And an O. And an O. And an N, actually. So they share three letters.
Oh, actually, there we go.
Share four letters. O R N E. I'm coming up with this. I'm trying for you guys, but no. You can't compare the two. I'm actually really excited about the Fortnite 2, the Bloodborne 2 supposed reveal at E3. So we'll see what that is. But yeah, so we're going to talk some PlayStation. And if you want to call and talk some PlayStation with us, you can call us at 646-668-2390. Or if you just want to ask Jen about Italy and Supernatural, you can do that too. Trying to get people to listen to that damn show.
Yeah. Wow. The only time you're willingly ready to talk about Supernatural. Look, you're just trying to pander to the audience.
I don't understand where this giant negative opinion of me and Supernatural have come from. I enjoy the show. You've watched the show with me.
I was going to say, no, I know. I've watched it with you. A couple times. Multiple seasons. Like, I get it. I just think it's really funny that we're, like, legit, like, 16-bit assassins. This is nothing but video games. You're like, if you want to talk about Supernatural in Italy, feel free to call.
I mean, that's like, it's a huge...
This is like comparing Bloodborne and Fortnite.
Yeah, but the difference is Fortnite and Bloodborne don't have a trip to Italy involved. Like, I mean, let's be honest. You doing this would be like if I could go and hang out with the original cast of Star Wars for 3 days.
True.
I mean, yeah. But yeah, so. If you want to call and talk to us. But yeah.
Sorry, dying. Didn't mean it.
It's okay. I feel your pain. The moral of this story is going to be we as gamers should not put as much stock as we do in things that people that have to wear suits every day to go to work do. That made more sense in my head. But anyway, the current CEO at PlayStation basically said that the PlayStation 4 was entering its end-of-life cycle. And immediately the internet was like, oh my God. I wanted that to be a lot louder instead of.
Yeah, I don't really know what that sound kind of was, but
yeah,
okay.
Freaking the dark crystal. It looks like Kelvin. Smell like Kelvin. Maybe you are Kelvin. It's a classic Jim Henson movie for anybody who's curious. So the PlayStation CEO, I'm trying to find his name. I'm a horrible podcast person. John Kodera. There it is right in front of me. He said at a recent business meeting that the PlayStation 4 is entering its final phase of its life cycle. And this is actually coming from the Wall Street Journal. So this is serious news, folks. Maybe I should discuss this with more gravitas to my voice. I feel like you have to sound more important if something comes from the Wall Street Journal.
Okay, I kind of agree with that. So yes, we'll go with that.
The PlayStation business is a move. I can't. So the PlayStation 4 has been just selling like crazy. And in a way, what Kodera is saying does make sense. I mean, this original console came out in what, 2013? Did it release? It debuted in November 2013. It basically created cumulative cash flow of 700 billion yen, or which is like 6.31 billion US, for the 2013 through 2017 fiscal years. What they're calling this, I guess, is they. Andrew House, I can't understand all this business talk.
business.
Buzzwords. So yeah, like after this news broke, immediately the internet was like, "Oh my god, it's going away." First of all, no. A few more years under the hood, especially with the you know release of the PlayStation 4 Pro. I mean, that's technically like the PlayStation 4.2 or 4.5, we'll say. You know, and as that's out on the market more, the price of that will drop a little bit more, and more people, you know, move up from PlayStation 4 to the PlayStation 4 Pro. So I don't know why everybody was like, "Oh my god!" Like, what do you think, Jen? Like, how long did you have your Xbox 360 for?
Only had my 360 for about 4 years.
Oh.
Yeah, I haven't had it. Like, I haven't. I bought it late. Like I was telling you earlier, like I did buy mine late. But I mean, I still have my original Xbox, so that was kind of we know. If you've ever listened to any of the podcasts that I've been on, we know how old games are that I play. So the fact that I even got a new console is shocking because I was still playing the original Xbox because we know I don't play anything current, like really ever. So
with the amount of titles that the Xbox is going three or backwards compatible on, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
So. Wow. From what Sony is saying is they want to actually focus more on, like, actually creating content for the console now. Not that they haven't been, but I kind of feel that's a valid point too. Like, let's make good games. Like, there's not enough good games. Like. Things are rushed. Stuff isn't done right. Andromeda.
Ouch.
People jump on the bandwagon for everything. Battle Royale, everything. Battle Royale on that rock. Battle Royale, the calculator. Like, come on. I mean, it's working for Fortnite. It's working for PUBG. Yeah, do something new.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But and the thing is, like, I feel like there's this uproar. I mean, they said it's 3 years away, which puts it at the normal life cycle of any other hardware system, pretty much. So people are just making a big deal because they actually announced it, I guess, as opposed to, you know, like when the 4 and the 1 came out or were going to come out. Like, there was all this unofficial talk and rumors that it was coming out until like E3, like the year before it came out.
Well, I mean, you would have had to have seen this coming. You know, at this point that Sony is just on cruise control with the PlayStation 4.
Exactly. Like, that's the thing is, I mean, this is about the time that you begin thinking that they're working on the next one. So, I mean, this shouldn't be a shock to anyone.
Yeah, and in an update to that article, Kodera actually did clarify, saying that the PlayStation 5 or whatever Sony's next platform ends up being, which is probably going to be the PlayStation 5, it's at least 3 years away. On top of that, I think, like, I don't think you'd get as drastic as a difference in making games for both. Like you did the PlayStation 4 and the PlayStation 3 or the Xbox One and the 360. So I think even then, you know, like the PlayStation 4 will still get a little bit of longevity to it. But there's been some rumors that have been going around regarding the PlayStation 5 and its potential for backwards compatibility to the PlayStation 4. I mean, at this point, I don't even know why that would be a rumor. I think that would be you would have to have that included.
Yeah.
Like this is that's a necessity. You know, people have spent a lot of money on games, and this is something that we brought up before, you know, the launch of the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One, and you know, Microsoft's lived up to it. You know, over the past few months, they've stepped up the backwards compatibility. They've got a huge library of backwards compatible games and good at backwards compatible games, you know, stuff you want to play. And Sony doesn't really seem to have that, I guess. And
yeah,
you know, one of the other things they said in the business meeting is they wanted to you know, work with on the PlayStation Plus and stuff because of how, you know, popular it is. And compared to Xbox Live, Sony, you guys got some catching up to do.
Yeah.
PlayStation Plus is not all that. Like,
I still pay for Xbox Live. I don't even use my Xbox, but I still download the games every month just so I have them.
Well, and
PlayStation Plus, I've never even entertained the thought of purchasing.
I think one of the PlayStation Plus games I got was Transistor, which is an awesome game, and Gauntlet, which is okay. But like, if you look at the Xbox, like one, Dead Space 2, yes, Dead Space, okay. Assassin's Creed Syndicate, sure, why not? Hexic, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's that little spinny game with the color things you got to match up. It's very soothing and relaxing. But yeah, I think, you know, everybody can relax. The PlayStation's not dying yet. Put away the skull, Hamlet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Internet panic!
Alas, poor PlayStation, we knew you so well. Okay, calm down. And I mean, in the meantime, if you want to get hyped about something, apparently Nintendo filed for the trademark on a mini N64.
And much like the other ones, I have my actual one. I don't need the mini version.
Ocarina of Time and Castlevania 3D all day long.
My sister went and bought a mini Super Nintendo, and I don't understand why, because she has one of my Super Nintendos.
No, it's like the idea of a keychain console.
I was like, you have mine. It's set up. Why? What? But yeah, okay. I thought it was really random.
Yeah. And other exciting gaming news today, the Battlefield 5 trailer dropped. No friggin' sense.
Yeah, exciting.
I don't even know what's going on.
No.
I don't really play Battlefield. I don't play Battlefield. There's no not. I don't.
I was like, what do you mean not really? Like, do you even have you ever owned a Battlefield?
I downloaded it when it was free.
Oh, okay.
Battlefield 3. I think I played like 20 seconds of it, and I was like, nope. Oh. But yeah, it looks really pretty. And there's a Irish lady in it, and there's planes blowing up. And initially I thought it was like a live-action looking Borderlands, because it kind of looks... I don't know. Apparently, it takes place during World War II and is going to be in a bunch of different areas, like up near the Arctic Circle, France, Africa. So, yeah. Everybody else was talking about it, so I figured we had to talk about it too. But yeah.
so much questioning.
I don't like. I mean, I get a trailer is supposed to be like a tease, and it's supposed to get you to want to see the movie, but it's supposed to outline some of the plot. Like, just the bullet points. The 1,000-mile view. Tell us something. But, I mean, I'm sure people are going to go buy it, just like people are going to buy the Call of Duty Battle Royale game. Because Battle Royale everything. I don't know. I thought I could stretch out the Battlefield 5 joke a little longer, but I don't know anything about that game. We're going to close up the show tonight, though, with some Fortnite news. Because apparently official Fortnite tournaments will offer $100 million in prizes.
Which is just insane.
Yeah.
Like, seriously.
Let's compare something here. Largest Those are capital letters. Largest sports prize ever. Only the honor belongs to the Dota 2 championships that had a $20.8 million prize pool.
Oh, okay.
And Epic Games is like, I'll see your $20 million and raise you $100. The prize pool investment far surpasses that of the Overwatch League, Blizzard's most serious effort in making Overwatch a leading esport. The league is offering $3.5 million in total in its first year. The winning team each claims $100,000 in stages. Apparently, according to this, the Dota 2 prizes have totaled more than 140. But even still, that's just ridiculous. And every single person out there who's like, oh, esports isn't a sport, just shut up right now. Like, seriously.
Stop talking. Just stop talking.
Yeah. People trust in a game as a competitive sport to dump $100 million into it. I hope that doesn't ban. I don't think it's gonna blow up in their face. Like that's people are playing the shit out of Fortnite.
Yeah.
Which I've played a few times. I actually really enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. You get to build stuff, and you get destroyed by a storm if you're not paying attention and you're too busy collecting things because you're so used to playing MOBAs or MMOs that you're like, ooh, that gun is blue. I must get that gun. Oh, let's go get that purple thing. I've ranked fourth a few times. Made top 10 pretty consistently. But then I usually get just destroyed in like the bottom 10. Like, you were Survivor 98. Oh, good. That's nice. Yeah, I just get a gun. I'm going to just throw this blade of grass at you and hope that hurts you. Grass throw, yay! Grass throw, yay!
Sorry. I don't know why I'm finding that so funny right now.
It's somewhere out there. Somebody's made a game where that's the attack. It's just grass throws.
I wouldn't be surprised.
It's a new VR title. You angrily rip up pieces of your carpet.
If there's a grass... there's a dumpster bear trash fire, whatever going on. I'm sure there's grass ripping simulator or something.
Epic dumpster bear?
There we go.
Epic dumpster bear is a lot of fun.
Trash fire bear or something.
And closing up the show, the greatest news ever. Matt Groening's animated Netflix series starts on August 17th. That's awesome.
That's
going to end the show on that one. I'm pretty excited. Hey, Futurama is an amazing TV show.
Yeah, Futurama was good.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of The Simpsons.
Exactly. That's what I'm like. Futurama was good.
Yeah. Well, maybe this will be like more like... But hey, we've got 60 seconds, so... Thank you for tuning in to another exciting episode of the 16-Bit Assassins Podcast. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at 16-Bit Assassins. Like us on Facebook, the 16-Bit Assassins Podcast. And make sure to follow Jen on Twitter if you're a Supernatural fan, because she is becoming besties with all of them. story to come later. Foreshadowing. But thanks to everybody. I hope you have a great night, and we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Where is the studio to end the episode? There it is. Episode.